Welcome to the Gunner Minute Podcast, home to news, notes, and nonsense covering Southern Grayson County and Northern Collin County, with your hosts, Roy Lehman and Todd Turner. This is episode 2. We address the Sherman versus Prosper debate, meet the candidates, Gunner playoff baseball, and hidden gems when you're away from the great town of Gunner. Roy, let's start with important things. Local gas prices this week.
It's big.
Care to venture? The highest price one in the region.
Highest price in the region. I'm gonna go with maybe the Exxon at 82 and 75.
Would you just go to Prosper every time? It's always gonna be the highest.
I think I guessed the same one last
time. You did. It's the same one. Don't go to Prosper and eat the Subway and get your car washed. All that's that. Right. Too high.
Okay. Too high.
It's $2.69. The gas prices have made a little tick up.
Okay.
Lately, don't know why. All right, now here, the lowest one, this is not one that you go to. It is off 14 to 17 by the old bowling alley. If you even know where the, you know where the old bowling, you're from Howe.
That's right, yeah. That's where
that's where
that was the hangout.
That's where you met her.
I think they gave us like discount passes or something every summer to go there, maybe at the end of my 8th grade.
Instead of going to the State Fair in Texas, they just give you bowling passes.
Went to bowling alley. Yeah, so.
Well, on the way there, like if you're going between, I guess, what is that, 56? And then back towards the Jack in the Box. There's a Valero over there on the right in the middle of nowhere. And it's a nice one. Mm-hmm. And the price this week is $2.39. It's the lowest in the region. But I think you'd lose $6 in gas just driving over there to get your discount.
Right. Like 17 people go drive by there or something. But, I think that, like you would say, nobody goes there. But there is – that is I actually lived in some of those apartments. And a lot of my friends did.
That was okay.
Like, graduate from school and you move into apartment on 1470.
All right.
That was kind of the thing. So there's a lot of volume of people that live there because of the apartments and everything. So that's probably how they stay in business. It's they're not drawing people out there
to get gas
all the way off 75 to drive over to 1470 to get cheap gas.
But if you remember last week's cheapest gas was it where 1470 hit 75.
Yeah.
And then this is this week. So there's a price war.
Something pay attention right there.
Pay attention. All right, let's move on. Happening in Gunner this week. Meet the candidate. We talked a little bit about that last time, but we have details.
Okay.
Thursday, 6:30 at the elementary gym.
Big time.
You just show up, hear what people are going to vote about, talk about it, even though we have about half of them are running unopposed.
That's but right.
They're going to tell you what they're going to vote for.
Let's talk about the real issues. Come on, guys.
Come on, people.
No, it is the first step in kind of getting involved and knowing what's going on. And I know there's a lot of attention given to national elections and everything. But if you want to be a good steward, vote local, know what's going on, get out there and get the vote. The early voting is already
I think it has.
If you can vote at First Baptist Church here in Gunner. For early voting, the sign is up out in the yard right now. So, early voting going on.
But I think it said when May 5th is the regular vote. I think we said that last time, if I remember correct. But anyway, go show up this Thursday, 6:30, elementary cafeteria. Big things happened this week. Speaking of happening in Gunner, fishing team went and rocked it.
I love this. I absolutely love this. Yeah, the fishing team. So, Gunner overall got first place in regional. And then we got guys – moving on to state. Josh Rogers and Kyle Watson are moving on to state, and those guys finished fourth overall. If I remember right, they're going to be fishing Sam Rayburn.
That's awesome.
And so Kevin Gressett has been helping those boys out in his boat and everything. And I mean the whole team, those guys are obviously had some good fortune and you've got some scholarship money to boot. This stuff is no joke.
I don't even know what a fishing team is, but you're getting to go to college with it.
Yeah.
Catching a fish.
I love it. And especially living out here, I knew guys growing up that weren't, they didn't care anything about chasing a ball around like a lot of us did. But they, when you got out in their element, out fishing or out hunting and stuff like that, that was their world. And I love seeing that I think it's cool. They're getting to compete and getting some recognition for this. And I mean, I could have told you right off the bat, I can't believe we're in fourth. I think we ought to get first every time.
Yeah.
Because we know what's going on.
Well, I was going to say,
Texas, when it comes to fishing.
I mean, we got Ray Roberts and Tex Homer right here in our backyard. Yeah. Well, so.
We've been doing this. This is our thing.
I think it's great. I think those guys are a lot. Like, it's not like a football field where we go put AstroTurf out and somebody mows when it's not AstroTurf and you go play. But a fishing, you have to have a fishing sponsor. So people like Gressett, they're really putting their time and energy into these kids.
Yep.
And you probably can't do it without a boat sponsor, right?
Right. You got to have a boat. You got a lot of, I mean, it's not just, it's a great thing for these boys, but I love the relationships that are built by some of these sponsors and these guys that are fishing's a great, it's a, I mean, if you want to look at it that way, it's a lifetime sport. Right. You can do this for the rest of your life. You know, I love to fish and that, you know, something I've carried over with me my entire life. And I look back at the times when my dad or other, you know, guys would take us out, and you just, there's a lot of good relationships going on. And plus the guys are faring really well at it.
Yeah. Well, they're learning a lot from Kevin. I know. Too bad Lewis Ferguson left.
I know, dude.
I know. He could have sponsored another boat. Lane would have got a couple hundred bucks out of this.
Yeah.
So, well, all right. So what else happened? The fishing team blew it out of the water. Pun intended.
Yep, pun intended.
And track.
Yeah.
Track results. We had, what was it? It was regionals this week. No, area.
Area this
week. It was area. So what happened?
You got folks moving on to regionals. Let's see here. You had the sprint and the mile relay, the girls. Both the sprint and the mile relay moving on, and they had personal records in both of their races. And then Lauren Noble's advancing in regionals in the 100-meter hurdles as well. And then one that I've been following also is Tristan Metters. He's a sophomore, I believe.
Killing it. Got first. It.
And he's doing the hurdles. It's just a really hard race, and he got first.
Yeah, 15.595.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, though. Think about this, guys. They're doing this without a track.
That's right.
It's track season. We don't have a day track to run on. Yeah. We're on Preston Road. They're putting hurdles up, and I'm having to drive around them all the time.
Yeah. They're just putting hurdles up on Preston because they don't have a track. But, yeah, I mean, and, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the future looks bright for a lot of those things. I saw Channing Clement throwing the discus. I saw several different events that just look really, really good. And so you love to see your track program doing well because that really feeds over into everything else. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool.
Don't you think there'll be I don't even know how to explain this, but when you get a new football field, the new track, the new field house, the ag, you're just going to get people say, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
So it may put a little boost into our track program because we just had, let's be honest, the track's been horrible.
Yeah. It just got dated. I mean, it was great for its time, but it's dated for sure.
Well, I'm excited to see how that goes. I don't even know when area. Well, no, it was there. We're regional. It's regionals. In White House, yeah, Tyler, something like that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right outside of Tyler, right past TJC on the way out
exciting there. Time for those kids. And, you know, I just love to see them do well at school.
So the other thing that's wrapping up as well is the end of baseball. Mm-hmm. So I think there's one more district game, which is tomorrow night versus Ponder.
Yeah, home.
Need to win. Mm-hmm. Not that anybody can beat anybody, but we should beat Ponder.
Yeah.
And if we do, we're in a tie with Whitesboro. And I don't know if they're going to coin flip it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to have a playoff. I don't think we were going to have a playoff because here's what I know is on the books already. Saturday, doubleheader versus Aubrey for a warm-up game.
Okay.
Get ready for playoffs.
Right.
But I don't know when in the middle they'll decide whether we're second or third. I hear everybody wants third. I think it's because you don't play Edgewood or something like that with the playoffs. So, but I think we're tied for second with Whitesboro, and that's up to Coach Clement to figure out, what we do from there.
Most recent, I think, was maybe a non-district game versus Howe that they played, and they won that one 3-0, I think.
It wasn't. I was there. Wasn't too much of a game. Yeah. You know, it was. Howe had a really good pitcher, but they couldn't hit us, and we hit them. So it was fun. It was. You know what? There's something about that field having the hill on the out fence, where people can just park and the sun hits just right. I mean, it's just, it was Friday night was a full of energy night with, I mean, there, I don't know, I can't say hundreds there, but I mean, there was a lot of people surrounding the whole field. You feel like you're just like in a little pit and it's a cool experience because not other schools, they don't have that.
No, I'll say something. That's something that we're in our 10th year here in Gunner, or just been here 10 years. But I noticed that right off. It's baseball season. We moved here in February, so baseball season was soon after that. And they have the crowds come out, have always come out for baseball games. Mm-hmm. And I just love that. I think it makes it more fun to be there, and I think the players get a lot out of it. And so you're right. It's a nice little setting, and, you know, it's like a little amphitheater or something.
Yeah.
You can park and just kind of watch the game, and it was cold.
Right? Yeah, we haven't had a hot game. The season's over.
It has gotten cold this year.
Well, I'll say this. You know, when it comes to baseball playoffs, you normally find a neutral field and, you know, you fight over with the other coach where you want it to be, or AstroTurf. You fight over whether it's a one game or three, best of three. But one time, this may have been a Hogan's day, that may have been Clement, we played a team and I think we won the game on Thursday night.
Right.
it rained, and then we needed a doubleheader on Saturday. And they let us play in Gunner. So it was a home playoff game, which never happens.
No.
I've never seen more cards and more people at a baseball game. And it was a beautiful night, sunset, and we ended up winning. And I remember asking, like, why did they let us play that game at home? And their argument was they said they got to bring their refs. They said, we'll let you play at your place, but we choose the umps.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. But anyway, we won. So it was a pretty fun.
I like the setup last year. Seemed like a couple different times we were in Anna. That's a nice field over there. So we got to play our playoff games right there at Anna. And I actually made the ones a day we played over in Chisholm.
Yeah.
It was so hot.
Really?
But you got it. I mean, it's baseball. You know, it's what you never. It's that's the interesting thing about baseball. You start out freezing to death.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, eventually, you end up sweating to death.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't really got the heat yet.
If things go well. Yeah. So we'll see. Well, next podcast, we'll sit here and talk about what our playoff run might look like, who we may play, you know, how deep we may go. So
awesome.
Okay. Highway 75, speaking of Sherman in 1417, Highway 75 read an article this week about the expansion. Now, we're still a little bit away, meaning it's not happening tomorrow. But, I got to click right here. I got to read this, get it right. TxDOT unveils plans for Highway 75. Basically, Highway 75 is built for a 55-mile-an-hour deal. Yeah, it's 20. Yeah. No, when you go to, is it 56 to the Dickies and the Exxon right there coming to downtown. You take a left like you're going by the stadium.
Yeah.
And you try to get on 75.
It's crazy.
It's a death sentence.
Yeah.
It's, you have no merge room. And these 18-wheelers are going as fast as they can go. And you've got to go up a hill and gun it. And you have about 1 second to make a decision.
Yeah. You know, if I remember right, and I may have this backwards, but I remember when the speed limit changed to 65, from 55 to 65.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was at 1417 and 75 or somewhere in there. It may be coming back the other direction, but now it's all 70, you know, all the way through there. So you're right. I mean, those highways were built with 55 miles an hour in mind. It was a stretch to move it to 65, and now they're 70, and you know people are driving.
And they're driving faster than that. It says a 1960 standard of expected speed of 50 miles an hour is what all those ramps were built for.
Wow.
And so anyway, they're gonna change that, which means I think some areas have to widen. And then they also have to change the on and off ramps. Mm-hmm. The mess is going to be at 82 and 57 or 75.
Okay.
That's just going to be a colossal mess. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about some on off ramps, 3-lane service road they have to change. Like, it's going to be a big construction job. I think $161 million for 4-mile stretch of highway that will see construction begin in less than 2 years.
Well, and, you know, maybe we need to do a segment. And I'm sure our boy Chris Hickson could do better than me at this. And he always defers to, I think it's Jacob Boddy, that he says is the back road
person. King.
We always accuse Chris of being the back road king. But I can tell you some back roads to avoid that intersection. There are ways around.
Okay.
I can get you to Town Center. I can get you to all kinds of different places without ever going to that intersection.
Yeah, I do the Knollwood deal almost every time. There's no way. But what I want to do is I need to learn how to get from 1417 to Knollwood. Uh-huh. Meaning just go north of 82 on 1417 and zigzag way through the woods back there. There's pump jacks and trash and stuff, but I don't know exactly where I'm going.
Yep. You can definitely do it.
You're right. We went with, was it Chris from Gunner to White Right, and we never saw a 2-lane highway.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Well, and it wasn't just wire. It was like Roy City. We go like all the way across the state of Texas and we didn't see anyone. Like, what even happened?
We never got on 75, 635, nothing.
Every once in a while, you'd say, yeah, it's a barbecue place, you know, like, so. Yeah, there's ways to do it.
All right. Hey, little hidden gem note. I went to.
What about did we talk about the turf field?
Not yet, okay, but you know, go for it. Numbers. No, what? It's a good segue.
We're back over here to the, you know, on the, talking about the track and all this stuff being new. You said that. You say, hey, you know, this is going to draw people to it. But I just want to say the turf field looks awesome.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It is
amazing.
I want to fly over with the drone when we're done. I'm sure we'll get one of those.
Yeah.
But my vantage point comes from the batting cage over there by the junior high.
Uh-huh.
And when you go down Kerfoot. And so I stop on Kerfoot just to look over. And, of course, you're only as tall as the car you're in, right? So I've got a pretty good vantage point. But I noticed the shrubs are gone. They're not there. And so I'm wondering, like, did they have to move them to get some big equipment in there? Or is that like a new thing that they're just gone?
I don't know.
Are they going to plant them back? Are they going to put down 6 inches ones that we have to watch them grow over the next 20 years?
Yeah.
Are you putting big cedar trees? And in my mind, I think they have to be. Aren't they functional? They're not to keep people from getting a free view of a football game.
No.
They're to keep lights out of the kicker and the quarterback's eyes, aren't they, while you're playing?
Honestly, I've never thought of that. You heard me back in football season. I paid Leonard a compliment because I like the way their trees surround the thing, and it kind of feels like you're inside of something.
A stadium. Yeah.
It feels like a stadium feel. And I thought maybe it was just for the feel of it. But you may be right. It may be for the lighting and things like that, that you're not – I guess if you're just kicking, you would just be seeing somebody zoom by and you know, while you're trying to kick.
But it would seem like an unfair advantage of, like, if one side doesn't have lights in your eyes, then why would the other one?
Yeah.
And then football fields are supposed to go north-south so you don't get the sun in one – except tell Jerry Jones that.
Yeah, some do not. Right.
He did not think that out. But, I'm just curious. Maybe they have a plan of like, we knocked those ugly things down because we have a way better plan of what's going to be in the end.
I don't know. But the field, and I heard that they had to, for Gunner's Field, they had to reinforce the end zones for all the excessive time that we spend in
the Yeah, well, sure. It's all the dances. So, well, I tell you what, I can't wait. And it's not just football.
No.
I can't wait for the track to open up. We can go walk. I bet there's 300 people walking around that track the first night they open it up.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to the track guys being able to use it for track because it's not just running around in track. I mean, maybe now the shot put, I don't know where we're doing the, because aren't we, isn't the new, what do you call it? The weightlifting facility sort of where field house thing. Isn't that where we used to do some track events? So didn't they move that?
Right. It's all changed. Kind of a whole new setup. But I mean, I love the way the field looks. And I know for a lot of us old school people, you know, we like the old grass and everything, but we just need to embrace it because it looks so good. It's better. The kids are able to play to their potential in a better way.
The logo's amazing. The
logo looks so good. And I'm so glad we settled in on that when we did in years past to be able to have that to have it established and appreciated and liked, and now, boom, out on a new field. So I'm excited about it. Love football. Love the whole thing. It's going to be great.
All right. So I'm in Frisco yesterday, and actually this is Plano, but when you're driving down Preston and the mall is on the right and you go over the overpass, now technically you're in Plano.
At that point. Narnia. I don't ever go past
Narnia. Well, I know that's the road. I had to go down for a baseball game, for game. Uh-huh. And we Xander and I were in the car, and we thought, let's just try somewhere we've never gone before. So right there, right when you go over, the Chick-fil-A's on the left. It was a Sunday.
There you go.
Couldn't do that. And on the right was, I forget, Salty Dog, the something dog, the purple cow, whatever it was called on the right. And we were going to go in there, but it was a sit-down restaurant. And then we saw this little, it looked like a hole in the wall. It wasn't. I mean, those are all new buildings. It's hard to have.
Payway right down there?
There's a payway's on the other side.
Okay.
So anyway, it's called Costa Vida. Okay. And it's sort of like a Chipotle where you walk up and you tell them what you want, right? But they have a special every day. But Sunday is you can pick any special to be your special. And we walked in. We were the first people in, and they were the nicest. It was clean. The food was amazing. And I got out of there for like $7.99, got you the special today and a drink.
Wow.
And it was good food. Even Xander was like, they gave you the food not on a plate, but on a like a metal tin round, like you were taking it out, like a takeout dish.
Right.
And they baked your food like you ordered nachos. They baked it and handed it to you. And I swear Xander was in heaven. He's like, we're coming here every time we go south.
Prosper. That's awesome.
So anyway, just so you know, it's called Costa Vida. And another thing that I realized, I've never eaten poke before. Have you ever eaten poke?
No.
Okay. I used to not be a sushi person. I'm a pseudo sushi person. I like California rolls and I like some, you know, fish if it's done well. But I had a friend when I was out in California take me to a poke place, and it's, imagine like Chipotle where you go in and build your own burrito, but it's build your own sushi bowl. It's a Hawaiian tradition. So you walk up, you tell it whether you want seaweed or rice or whatever you want in your bowl. And then you can go by and say, I want tuna or salmon or whatever. And they have chunks of them and they put them in your bowl. And then you pick your sauce. You can put red onions or jalapenos or whatever you want on it. You make a little, it's a healthy bowl of raw fish. And the spicy tuna is amazing. And then they weigh it, or it is what it is. You know, the price is already set. And then you pour whatever you want on it. It's called pokey. Well, I loved it so much. I was on a trip in Denver, got some. And then the other day I was in Frisco and I thought, I'm just going to see if they have pokey around here. I did a Google search. Six pokey places,
Six pokey places.
all popped up, all by in Plano and Frisco. So we pulled in, Gabe and I went in, went. And it was new, obviously.
Right.
And I asked the guy, I go, man, when did y'all get here? I didn't even know there was pokey in this area. And he said, oh, the Toyota company. When we found out they were coming, all these West Coast people, they started opening these West Coast restaurants. So
Huh.
all the pokey people came with them because they know that's what they eat. Crazy, right?
That's cool. Yeah, that
Anyway,
makes sense though.
try it. Really, really good food. And every bowl you can make a difference. If you don't like one bowl of pokey, try another one. But I've yet to have a bowl I don't like.
Yeah, it sounds good. And it's kind of works off that same, or maybe Subway worked off that. You pick, like you said, Chipotle did that. I was looking up the name of this place I've heard about in Pottsboro, and I don't even know if I'm saying the right. I think it's called Craft Pies.
Yeah, I
Have you
talked to
been
my
there?
buddy about it. No, but I've heard great
Yeah,
things.
my daughter's been there. My oldest daughter's been there. She said it's pretty amazing, and it's kind of that
Build your own.
build your own pizza. I mean, you go in there and just kind of pick the ingredients you want, and it's just slamming good. Craft Pies in Pottsboro, Texas.
Everything's more expensive when you do it that way, but it's fun
Yeah,
'cause
it
you get
is.
it's your own, your own taste, your own food.
Well, and Pottsboro restaurants are cool too, because if you're going out Preston Peninsula to go out to the lake or some of those places, it's good to have restaurants on the way out there, and they tend to have some pretty dang good restaurants.
There's a good pizza place on the right on the way to the lake too. It's an Italian place, but they just happen to really specialize in some great pizza. Okay, here we are. We're at 22 minutes and we have
Oh, crud. We didn't
yet
hit
to
the big
even
topic.
we haven't
Yeah.
hit the big topic
Yeah.
yet. Maybe we should kick the can down the road for that. It's Prosper versus Sherman. That's a 20-minute conversation.
We got to at least start it. Let's get to we teased it last week. So
Okay. All right. Well, here's the deal. We want to talk whether or not it's worth going to Prosper or Sherman for your shopping needs, but it depends what your shopping needs is. So I'm gonna give you an example. Today, I had to get a suitcase. We went down to Prosper because we knew there was a new TJ Maxx.
okay.
So we went down there, stopped and ate at the Mexican restaurant behind Kroger's.
Okay.
You ever been
No, I
there?
haven't.
Not bad.
I've heard that it's
Not
good.
bad. And they got a little patio out there. You're behind Kroger, like you're back where they empty the trash, but it's not bad like that. I mean,
Yeah.
like it's nice.
Well, and how many people were in TJ Maxx?
You know what though? Full of Prosper moms.
Was it?
Yeah,
Was it?
already. Yeah. There was a lot of people in there, but the line wasn't bad. I mean, I was
Well,
three people in line to check
yeah.
out.
That's what I was gonna say. I've been to and I'm an Academy guy.
Yeah, me too.
They can't beat the prices and selection at Academy. But if I go down to Dick's Sporting Goods in Prosper, there's like a whole sea of sporting goods and like 17 people.
Yeah,
It's
I
like there's
know.
nobody in there, and I feel like I can roam around and find what I need and all that kind of stuff. And so that's one advantage right now, I think, of Prosper in some instances. Maybe not at TJ Maxx because it's brand new.
It's not discovered yet, is
It's
what you mean.
undiscovered, yeah. And the Walmart, and I know a lot of folks in Prosper weren't real happy about a Walmart coming in, but if you need to go to Walmart, and sometimes you just do,
That's
but
the
Prosper Walmart, it's nobody in there. It's clean, it's nice, it's
eat off the
brand
floor, and it's
new.
got good stuff on
Yeah.
all the aisles, and
Yep.
the end caps are good, and it's clean. Yeah, I like that one,
Yeah.
but I don't understand why it's not full there yet, because the one on 380 at Coit or whatever is full all the time,
Yeah.
and the Sherman and the that's the that right there may be the winning reason to go to Prosper
Right.
is because you don't have to go to the Walmart in Sherman.
Yeah.
That's the worst Walmart to get to. The parking is horrendous, and there's carts every which way you look. Nobody
Yeah.
goes. I don't think since the 70s
They
anybody
ain't
went and
picking
got
up
a
the phone
cart.
since 1995 and Nirvana was on the
It's
radio.
horrible.
But I'll give you an alternative there too. If you don't want to go all the way out to 82 and 75, the neighborhood Walmart on
1417.
1417 is a pretty good deal. That works out pretty well.
If you notice there's a theme here at 1417, get used to it because 1417's about ready to have all the new movie theater and all that stuff they were going to
Really?
bring in. Yeah, at 1417, 75, they're bringing in just like what they did north of the Walmart in Sherman, that big the shopping center.
Right.
They're supposed to have another shopping center now at 1417 to 75,
Okay.
and maybe a bowling alley, and maybe like it's supposed to be a pretty big thing. So, and 1417, I think, has some other investors coming in on there as well, and the
Cool.
high school. Somebody said they're building a hospital out there at 1479. I don't have that verified because there was an argument on Facebook of where it is, but they just released the, what do you call that? The
bond?
The blue, yeah, the blueprints. Yeah, where the bird's eye view of it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they were arguing about where it was going to be, but somebody said 1417.
Wow, that'll be interesting. You know what? I'm already lamenting, and I'm being an old football guy. Not that I played there, just driving by my entire life and going to some games there.
The ball. I love
Bearcat Stadium.
It's great.
I love that thing, and it's yeah, I don't know. There's the parking's a nightmare and stuff, but I hope they don't have to move out of that.
Well, I think
I'm sure they will.
I saw the baseball field. Like I saw the baseball. There was a football field, but it could have been a practice field that was in the picture. And I was gonna actually comment, but I just got too lazy. Whoever did the baseball field did it right. You actually park in the outfield, and then no one parks behind home plate. Hmm. Every other baseball field get just dents and
that's always an windshield. The Gunner games,
yeah,
who's gonna get dinged, you know.
Oh, but this guy, they did it right. You park out in the outfield of the girls softball and the boys baseball, then you walk up into you know the stadium and the seating arrangements.
Well, you know, I really don't know. It seems like you would just settle in at some point and either. I mean, back not that long ago, it wasn't a Sherman. Prosper argument or debate, it was a Sherman Frisco debate. And to me, now you legitimately have to think about 289 or Preston Road traffic if you're going into Frisco. You're waiting at red lights. And I know for most people, it's not any big deal, but for a guy who's lived in Grayson County my entire life, having to wait at a red light three times, I'm just like, oh my God.
El Dorado in Maine.
I need to be fishing somewhere.
Nope.
And so, you know, but we don't have to really, for a lot of things, you don't need to go. Unless you're going to Stonebriar Mall, do some clothes shopping or whatever, you know, there's not a whole lot of reasons to go all the way into Frisco now. You can either go to Sherman or you can go to Prosper. And just depending on what you need, I'm sitting here trying to think of what Prosper doesn't have. And the only thing I can think of is Academy.
I was just going to say, if you put an Academy in Solana, I don't know if I'd go south of 380. Like, what would I, of course, I'm not into fashion.
Right. Yeah.
But pretty much what I need is an Academy or Walmart. I mean, like, I don't know why I would need to go south.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it just seems like whatever you need there. I mean, there's some restaurant differences. Man, Casey and I went to Texas Roadhouse the other night. We looked up and it was 5:30 and we didn't have any kids. So we were in Sherman over by Austin College. I was like, let's go to Texas Roadhouse. And you can call ahead there. Now you can call ahead. But if you don't, Texas Roadhouse, I don't care if you're in Sherman or in Prosper.
Yeah, you're full. Wait. It's full.
I mean, whatever they got going. I mean, I love it. I love just the basic menu that they have, steaks and home cooking and stuff like that, and good atmosphere and everything. And
throw crap on the floor.
Man, people are waiting 45 minutes to eat there.
But in that places. Didn't we talk about this last time that if you get there before 6 or 8, it's the $5.99, $7. I think it's $7.99 special.
Yeah.
And on Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great deal.
It is.
You can't eat at Sonic for that price.
That's true. We did another segment on that. What happened to Sonic's prices? They seem like they just...
You can't go in there without dropping $12.
Are you sure we're not just getting old and like turning into old people who complain about the price? We do. It really does seem like it just went sky high.
It is. It's expensive. But they always have the half-price dilly-dilly nights and the slush Wednesdays and corn dog Tuesdays.
They do have a great drink selection at the three to five or one to... Or something like that. You can get your half price drinks.
So. Tuesday nights, I do know. Tuesday nights are half price cheeseburgers.
Okay.
On every Tuesday. I mean, that's that's not bad.
It adds up.
But yeah, when you go in there and tell them I need 14 cheeseburgers, they're not going to make them all the same. I can tell you that.
In the summertime, I think it's half price shakes after 8. I gained 16 pounds in 3 months.
I was going to say, that's horrible to drink shakes after 8. It's like, they probably have a diabetic doctor who sponsors that or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing about the Sherman, though, I get tired of going north on 289. And so my little, I either jot over at 902 and Dorchester because I get bored. And then 56, if I can do, if I have to go downtown, I'll do the 56 and the 82. I just get bored going that way.
You mean all the way up to 82 and going over?
Yeah.
I nearly always take 56. To 1417, 1417 to Taylor Street, and then Taylor Street up to Town Center from the back way.
Wow,
that's so not bad. Cut across, and it probably takes longer. But I'm like you; I don't like driving all the way out there 82, and I kind of feel like 82 people are just driving. I feel like I'm on 35.
Yeah.
Which for those of you who commute on 35, you're like, "What's the big deal?" But for somebody like me, I'm not used to that. Just like, right. Feels like everybody
white knuckles, and you're doing 75 speeds on your tail, and you're like, wow, yes. I'm doing 75.
And I'm constantly reading local news, so I know about all the wrecks and terrible things that happen on, you know, it's like, I just don't want to get on there. I'll just go over here and take this back road over here and get to town center that way.
But I never exit at 75 because on 82, because that light drives me insane, because you don't know how far it's going to be backed up.
Yeah.
And the Exxon's right there on the right, and people cut through the grass to get over. I don't like it. If I have to go to Academy, sometimes I exit past 75 and I'll cut back through one of those. There's a tire dealership or car dealership off Texoma Parkway that cuts you right back to Academy.
Yeah.
I go the long, we are getting old.
Yeah, we are.
I do everything I can do to avoid people and traffic.
It's the traffic thing I try to avoid. And I was, you know, like 2011, 12, 13, maybe even 14, I was telling somebody today that heading down to the Mavericks game on Dallas North Tollway, dude, I'm there in like, probably I shouldn't get there that fast, but maybe 45 minutes, 50 minutes.
From Gunner.
Yeah, from the AAC.
That's
from
pretty here good.
To the AAC, less than an hour. I'll definitely say that. Me and Nora went a couple of weeks ago, whenever the last game was, we went to the very last game. And I mean, I'm just factoring in, you know, it's going to be an hour and 15 minutes, maybe an hour and a half. Because Dallas North Tollway is just going to, we're going to have to stop. We're just going to have to sit there and in traffic and pay for it on the tollway. It wasn't that long ago when you just shoot right down there and exit right off, and there you are at the Mavs game. It's just, the traffic is getting worse.
I think we're just getting older. We add 15 minutes to everything. We are running Brooks, we're going to have to leave like now. It's 40. We have 45 minutes, Dad. Well, you know, you never know. We could have a flat. You have no idea. All right. Well, join us next episode as we finish that up. We're going to talk about Gunner, still a baseball town, ? Why there's a good chance baseball tournament directors won't go to heaven. And what are we going to do without a laundromat, Roy?
How are we going to even
function? It's for rent. What if somebody buys it and you can't get a quarter and wash your drawers?
You're going to be dirty. That's not good at all.
That's not good. All right. Join us next week, episode 3, The Gunner Minute.